Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Nun Hei, and we're holding Tana Rabbanan, which is 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Now, you'll recall, Rabbi Yisai, yesterday on Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara quoted a Pasuk. The Pasuk is, Ve'ish asher yishkav ez zohar mishkavei isha. Person, Rachman Litzlan, lived together with another man, one man with the other man, mishkav zohar. What does it say in the Pasuk? Mois yumasu demei hembam, which means they get skila. Now, the Lashon HaPasuk is v'ish ashiyishkav es zohar. It doesn't say v'ish ashiyishkav es ish. It doesn't say zohar ashiyishkav es zohar. So what's this v'ish ashiyishkav es zohar? It's the Gemara Darshan yesterday, that although the ish, the perpetrator, will only get misa if he happens to be a gadol, however, if his maisa shchiva was with a zohar, Zoch is not an ish, and therefore could be Ben Godel, who Ben Katan. If he was the terrible fellow who went and violated this young man, whether the young man was a Godel, meaning over Bar Mitzvah, or even if he was a Katan, then that perpetrator, that Shochev, will be Chayev. Obviously, the Nishkav will not be Chayev if he is not Bar Mitzvah. That goes without saying. However, the Shochev will be Chayev if he lives together with a Nishkav, Ben Godel Ben Katan. Now, when we learned it yesterday, Ben Godel Ben Katan sounds like anywhere from one day baby until 120 years old. Ben Godel Ben Katan. However, our Gemara is going to tell us that that's not the case. The Nishkav has to be a certain minimum age. The question only is, what is that minimum age? It's going to be a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, as you see in this Gemara. It's Tana Rabbanan, back to Nun Dalet Amit Beis, 6 lines from the bottom, Zohar, loy osu boy koton ki godoy. When it comes Zohar, Zohar is referring to the Nishkav. We do not say that koton is exactly like godol, that all gedoylim automatically, if he's the Nishkav, he causes the Shoichiv to be oiver, and he himself is also over, assuming that it's consensual. We didn't say the same thing by cotton. By cotton, it depends on his age. What does it depend on? What's the age? We'll see in a moment, Rav and Shmuel. By behemoth, really makes no difference. Also, boktana kigdoyla, choyra, this is, if you will, a dover poshet, because after all, by behemoth, there's no concept of a cotton, a godel, and so therefore, if a person were to live with a behemoth, it makes no difference whether the behemoth was a day old or 50 years old. Yechayiv on bestiality on living with a behemoth. So let's go back to the Reish. Ma'ilei osu by katan kigodl. What does that mean? In other words, even though in the Amid Aleph it sounded like, makes no difference, zohar ben katan ben godl. This price says no. There is a line of demarcation. And what is that? Omer avlei osu bias pochis ben teisha shanim ki ben teisha shanim. Oh, the Nishkav has to be at least 9 years old for the Shoichiv to be Chayiv and get Misa because he lived with that Nishkav. Ushmul Amar, no! Le'yosibias pochis mi ben sholishanim ki ben sholishanim. I agree with Rav, like it says in the Braisa, that there's a difference between Godel and Godel, but it's not between less than 9 and over 9, but it's between less than 3 and over 3. But my commitment, what's the basis of the machlekes? Rav Sovar called the Ise b'shoichiv, Ise b'nishkav, called the Lese b'shoichiv, Lese b'nishkav. What does he mean? He means physically, for a zohar to be able to accomplish a maise shchiva, he has to be at least 9 years old. The Chachamim say that a bias katan is only considered to be a bia if he's at least 9 years old or more. But less than that, it's not considered to be a bia. Ah, so since we learned according to Rabbi Kiva yesterday that it says in the Pasuk, Loi Sishkav, and we learned from that Loi Sishochev, and so therefore the Gemara equated the Nishkav and the Shoichev in the same word, says Rashi, that's what Rav holds. He holds Taka like Rabbi Kiva, that Sishkav and Sishochev go together, and therefore, just like the Shochev, for his bia to have a status of a legal halachic bia, now you're wondering, what do you mean? For what purposes? Not the Mechayev Misa, because he's only 9 years old. But there'll be many other differences, as we'll see Metshem shortly on the Amid Beis, what is the status of 9-year-old that engages in Bia. We'll see that. So just like for shoichiv purposes, one has to be nine. For nishkav purposes, even though he's totally passive, nevertheless, you got to be over nine to be the vehicle that causes liability for the shoichiv. While Shmuel said, no, no, no. You know why I don't learn from shoichiv and nishkav? Because let's continue on. It says in the pasuk, Shmuel Sabar, Mishkevei Isha Ksiv. Oh, that's the pasuk. The Isha Sheyishka Bezachar Mishkevei Isha. Why does the Torah tell us Mishkevei Isha? We learned other things from Mishkevei Isha. For instance, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka. We don't mean by Mishkev Zachar. Mishkev Zachar, by definition, is Shaloi Kedarka. There is no Kedarka by Zachar. Ah, so we learn, like the Gemara said, Here says the Gemara, I am learning a din from Mishkevei Isha Lagabe, this halacha, if a godoy lived with a katan, that just like by a katana, what is the minimum age for bia by a girl? It's three or more. Again, for what purposes, for what halacha? We'll see a mitchim shortly on the Amid Beis. Same thing is for the shoichev, he's got to be at least 3 years old. Just like the nishkav over here in our case has to be at least 3 years old for the shoichev to be chayiv on living with this nishkav.
According to Shmuel.
According to Shmuel, right. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, according to Rav, the age is nine. According to Shmuel, the age is three. Thank you. Tanya Kibasid Rav. Now we're going to bring a riot to Rav. Zohar ben Teisha Shonavim Echad. Period. That's the first part of the Braisa. And that Braisa says, what's the din of Mishkav Zohar? The Nishkav has to be at least 9 years old. Word for word, like Rav says, with this we could end the Braisa, end of discussion. However, since we brought the Braisa already, the Braisa continues on, but we don't need it anymore to prove Rav's point, because it says, Zoch v'teish shan v'imechot, that's the status, that's the halach of Nishkav, and that's exactly what Rav said, not like Shmuel, that said even the age of three.
You cannot go directly against a Braisa.
And a Moira cannot go against the Mishnah. And the Moira, however, was not responsible to know all of the Braises, because the Braises do not rise to the same level as that of a Mishnah. The fact that Rebbe did not codify it, didn't include it in the Mishnah, means it's not as authoritative. Now, if Shmuel knew the Braisa, and Shmuel's going head-on against the Braisa, that would be schwer. Shmuel, are you arguing with this Braisa? However, we see throughout the Shas that the Amiroim were not responsible to know all the Braises. They were responsible to know all the Mishnahs. If you have a kasha from Mishnah, that's a knockout kasha, tiyufta. If you have no answer against the Mishnah, and the Amiram all knew the Mishnahs, that's no question. They didn't, however, know all the Braises, and not all the Braises are considered to be as the same level of authority as a Mishnah. So the Gemara doesn't tell us whether Mishnah, he knew the Braisa, didn't know the Braisa. Could be Shmuel says, I have another Braisa. I learned this Braisa differently. I have an Ukimta. Gemara doesn't address it. All the Gemara says is, I have a Rai to Rav from this Braisa. But we're going to continue with the Braisa, even though it's no longer necessary for this previous discussion. And rather, we're going to get into a different discussion. And that is Habo ala Behema. Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka. What happens if a person is Osek in bestiality, and he lived with a behema. So we're talking about a zohar living with a behema, and the behema, we assume for these purposes, is in a keva, and so therefore he will be oiver, says the price aside, if he lives with a behema, kedarka, from the front, or from the back, ben shaloi kedarka. In other words, just like by mishkevei isha, the same thing, legabe lehavda, legabe behema, it makes no difference. One's oiver on the din of boala behema, ben kedarka, ben shaloi kedarka. What happens when Isha Mavias Behemo Leo? What happens if the Behema is the Roiva and the Isha is the Nirbaas? In other words, that the Behema is the Sholchev and the Isha is the Nishkav. Use the same Russian that we talked about until now. So Isha Mavias and Behemo Leo is also Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka. Makes a difference how the Behema lived with the woman, whether it was normal or whether it was from the back, Shaloi Kedarka. In both cases, you are Chayv. So bottom line is, this Braisa has now equated living with the Behema, where the Behema is the Nishkav, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka, or where the Behema is the Roiva, and the Nirba'as is Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka. And as we'll see, although this is what it says in the Braisa, initially it was a machlokes between the Amirai. And the Gemara says, Dorish Rav Nachan Bar Rav Chisda. Now this drosh of Rav Nachman of Chizkiah is in the absence of the knowledge of the foregoing brisa, as we'll see shortly in Vigmar. So this starts like a new shtickle, drosh of Nachman of Chizkiah. The isha shnei mishkavos ubehema mishkav echad. When it comes to isha, if a man is living with an isha or a behemah is living with an isha, shnei mishkavos, like we said before, ben kedak and ben shloi kedak. However, by behemah, if the behemah is the nishkav, then it's only mishkav echad, only kedarka, and shall not shloi kedarka. So you see already this from Nachman bar Rav Chisda is at odds with the brisa that we just brought, because the brisa said both by behemah and by isha, lahavdil, both kedarka and shloi kedarka. And Nachman said, no, one second. By isha, shnei mishkavos, but behema only mishkavecha, meaning kedak. Maskul Rabbah, Rabbah says to Rav Nachman, I respectfully disagree. Ad Rabbah, pun feket. Isha d'orchehi, a mishkav mechayiv, a meidem achrina loy mechayiv. If you're talking about a behema living with an isha, this is, if you will, orchehi. Now we don't mean that living with an isha, behema and isha, that's orcha. We just mean vis-a-vis the two mishkavos that a woman has, the more likely of the two to be mechuyev would be the regular, when she's mechuyev with a man. Same thing when she's mechuyev with the behema. So it says, Rapapa adra b'isha d'orchehi, it's normal for an isha to be niv'eles a mishkav mechayev on a regular mishkav, meaning a kedarka mishkav, I can understand to be mechuyev. I made a machron loy mechayev. However, if a behema is living with an isha, I would say if it's only if it's the normal mishkav, but not shaloi kedarka. The behema, the live orchehi, for a person to live with a behema is the nishkav. What difference does it make? A behema is a behema, behema. L'chai v'loh kol neck of the neck. Who cares? The front neck of the neck. Go in the nostrils of the nose. I mean, a neck of the animal was a chilek. You know, it's not normal to go and live with an animal in the first place. So in Bazoi, Rapapa says, that by isha it should only be one mishkav, and by the behemah it should be two mishkavos. So it's just the opposite of Rav Nachman of Chizda. Right? Rav Nachman of Chizda said, by isha, shnayim, shnei mishkavos, behemah only one. Says Rapapa, just the opposite, but by isha only one, and by behemah it's both. So Timura, the price that we brought a moment ago, which started on the bottom, continued on the top, we're quoting it again. Tanya, the loy kitravayu, this price is obviously not like either of them. It's true that they take it out on the side, but the reason why they take it out is because it's in Rashi. So Rashi wouldn't repeat the Gemara, so it's one way or the other. But bottom line is, the price says not like either, because each one of them said it's one and two, but the other one said it's two and one. But the price says by both of them it's two and two. Zocha ben Teshuv Shana v'Yemechad, that we already learned on the bottom, that's the Rai to Rav. Now, habol behema ben kedarka ben shalai kedarka, lo isha mevias a behema leh ben kedarka ben shalai kedarka, chayev. Oh, so you see the Brice is directly on point and disagrees with Rav Nachman of Chizda and with Rav Papa and his machayev taka too, both by the isha and the behema, as well as the zohar living with the behema, and the behema happens to be the nishkav. In all cases, chayev on both kedarka and shalai kedarka. Omalei Ravina l'Rofa, since we started talking about unusual aroyos, ha-ma'ara b'zochar ma'u. What's the din of ma'ara? The word ma'ara comes from Lashon hara'a, and we find our Masechta Sanhedrin doesn't deal with it at any great length. However, back in Masechta Yevamis and Ksubis, and perhaps Kedushin, they talk more about this, and that's what we talk about, a tchilas bia, not a gemar bia. We know what a gemar bia obviously is. A tchilas bia means that you didn't have a full penetration. But rather, harua means that the aver of the male stopped before totally penetrating into the woman. What is that called? What is the harua? What's the definition of harua? So Rashi tells us from Masechta Yevamos that there's a machlokes. One says it means neshikas aver al hanekev. In other words, aver didn't even go in at all, except for maybe a little mashu. The aver stayed at the opening and, so to speak, kissed it, neshikas aver. The other man, the Yomar, says, no, zu achnosas atorah. Achnos atorah, atorah is the top part of the aver of a person. That's the part that, when it's a bris, you'll hear usually the moy will say, oh, nisgalu atorah, the atorah is now revealed, because it no longer has the orl on it. So that, the crown, or whatever it is, of the aver, that goes in, but not beyond that, just that little bit. So obviously there's not that much of a difference between the two. The first one, there's virtually no penetration, just from the outside. And the other one, there's a shtickl penetration, but not the full-fledged. That's what's called hara. What's the din? Hara, the Gemara concludes in Masechtas Yevamos, has the same status just like Gemara Bia, and therefore, if a person wanted to be over on all of the arroyas in Parshas Achrit Mois and Kedoshim, but he wanted to be a tzaddik and said, well, I didn't do a Gemar Bia, I'm just going to do a Hara. In other words, just going to be fooling around, so to speak. I'm not going to do a full-fledged Bia. Sorry, mister, if you do a Hara, according to either of these two shitas, you have the same, you get the I don't know, it depends on the arroyas. Sometimes you get the stones thrown at you, and sometimes you'll have the books thrown at you. But bottom line is, Hara has the same status like Gemar Bia. Okay. That's when you're talking about a man and a woman. What happens if you're talking about two men? By definition, we're talking about, obviously, from the backside by a man. There's no such thing as the front. So therefore, if a person is a man, is ma'ara bezocher, by the other man, ma'u, what's the deal? Ha'ma'ara bezocher, mishkame ishek sivbe. I don't even understand what your shaila is. After all, the pasuk that we quoted already before, v'isha sheyishkav ezzochar, how did he do it? Mishkavei isha. Mishkavei isha means both kedark and shalai kedarka. So it's not only that it's bo v'lome the gavei women, it's also lome the gavei men. In fact, there's only one way. There's no kedark and shalai kedarka by a man. By definition, there's only one. Since the Torah refers to the Mishkavei isha, so it comes with the whole package of Mishkavei Isha, that just like by an Isha, the Hara would be Osir, just like a Gemar Bia. Same thing by a man and a man. Hara is Osir, just like a Gemar Bia. Oh, so you're right. Okay, I withdraw the question. No question. What's the Dinagar Bebehema? Does it have to be a full Hachnosa, a full Gemar Bia, or maybe Hara is also enough? Amaleis, he told him, "Eina inin harod chsiva gabi achois over achois imoy to loitz richa to iskish harod nida to me inin harod behema." What does the Gemara mean? Where does it say that the din of harod is like by Gemar Bia? So if you look at Parshas Achrei Mois and Parshas Kedoshim, you'll see, of course, that it goes through every one of the arroyas. Person not allowed to live with his sister, not live with his mother, not with his shviger. Living with a shviger, you're crazy. Well, any one of these though, that are enumerated there in the Psukim, in Achrei Mois and Kedosh. There are two times that refers to Hara. One of them is by Nida. Nida, of course, is not incest. It applies even to a husband and wife. But it's also considered to be one of the prohibited Haroyas, in the sense that if you're Oiver, it's a Karis, exactly. And by need it says in the pasuk es mekoyra he'era, hey ayin resh hey he'era. Oh, from that says Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, we learn that this applies across the board, not only by Nida, but by all of them. Why? Because of that concluding pasuk towards the end of Achrei Mois, where it says ki es kol ashiyas mekola te'evus ha'ila v'nechriso. At the end of Kedoshim. But the point is, that's the one that covers the waterfront, right, Barry?
Shall we say
Hikshu Kol Arayas?
Hikshu
Kol Arayas, that was that. Exactly. So just like by Nida Daloch is Hara, same thing applies across the board by all of them. Hara. Okay. There's only one problem. What is that problem? The Torah repeats it a second time. Where does the Torah repeat it? Well, it repeats it by Achois Av and Achois Eim. There too, it uses the expression of Hara. If you want to know what's the exact pasuk, we have the benefit here of number two. Maybe in your Gemara it's base. It says the ervas achois imcha b'achois avicha loy segale ki es she'iroi ha'era. Ooh, I have another time it says Hara. What do I need that Hara for? Right?
We only have an hour.
You only have an hour. We should have full refund. So you're off base. Where are you, Shelley, when we need you? Anyway, the pasuk says in Kedoshim, the ervas achois imcha b'achois avicha loy segale ki es she'eroi ha'era loshen hara avoinam yisau.
Can you just tell, what does ki es she'ero ha'era mean, just literally?
Literally means, she'ero means his relation, his relative. Ha'era, he did a partial bia.
Okay.
Not a full-fledged bia, but a partial bia. Tchilas bia. Okay? So what's the name? So they're going to bear their sin. What's their sin? We'll see in the Gemara in a moment. That's going to be a sin of Kares, as we'll see. Misa b'day Shemoy. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. Zok yetz the Gemara. So we ask again, Mar b'zocher mishk b'isha. Amar b'mehem amal. Omle im enin haro d'chsi v'gabe. Achois ov v'chois imoy d'loy tzricha. The he'era that we just repeated from that pasuk dealing with achois ov v'chois imoy was unnecessary. The iskish b'haro d'nida. All of the aroyas have that same hekish to nida from the pasuk ki kolesha yasmi kotei v'sayim. So in bazoi, why did I need now another he'era by achois ov v'chois imoy? Since I don't need it, today in la rod de behema. So therefore, since it's imbrik, says Kodesh Baruch Hu, says our Gemara, go and take it from there, and send it over to behema, export it. From time to time, people learn this Gemara will say, so why didn't Kodesh Baruch Hu put a rod there in the first place? What do we need to go and put a chois over chois imoy? And I don't need it there, just put it by behema. Lemaisa, you're right. But of course, we don't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's divine wisdom, why he decided to do it that way. We'll get a little bit of an inkling, what does Achois Ov, Achois Imoy have to do with Behema momentarily.
Isn't that Shnei Ksuvim Bankecha type of problem?
Mm-hmm.
And Eim Elamdim, so maybe only Hara is only by an ant and by a Nida, right. Not by any of the other Arayas.
And if that's the way, if you would find the Tanu Amoyra says that way, it would be great.
Okay.
But if we had the Kabbalah that we learn all of them are heckish from the case of Nida, and that this is Ibrik. And we'll see in a moment why the Gemara holds it as Ibrik. So they in la ra de behem. Look, you mech de behem mechayov in misis bezin. Behem in mechayov misis bezin, meaning that if a person lives with a behem, it's a din of skila. So in Bazoi Frey Timara, lomali de chsib la ra di do gabi kai ve krisis. Why does the Torah insist on putting the extra hara besides the Nida? But yachoysh of a chis imoy, that's a chi of karis, it's no chi of no misis bezin. Once you're telling me that I have to learn behema from elsewhere, why shouldn't that elsewhere be of the same genre as the behema? They're both talking about misis bez. Says Yimor, you're right. You have a very good question. Since this entire pasuk happens to be ibrik, what do we mean that this happens to be totally ibrik? Brother Shai, if you at Chumash, how do you have there? Oh, okay, excellent. Shkoyach. As you know, thank you very much. Sorry for troubling you. As you know, we have all the Aroyas which are listed in Parshas Achrimois and those which are listed in Kedoshim. In Achrimois, they all read more or less in the same way. We start off in Achrimois. Erba Sevich Beres Imchol Leisegale. And so on and so forth. Each one of them. Now, when you turn to Parshas Kedoshim, it doesn't use those terms. What term does it use? Each one it says, if a person violated the rules and regulations set forth in Parshas Achrimois, then you're going to get punished. The form of the punishment, it depends on the exact error. So what does it say? The ish asher yinaf es eishes ishes yinaf eishes reyayu mois yumatz chenek vishash yishkav es eishes aviv erbas avigila temeyem bom skila ishash yishkav es kalosoi temeyem bom skila ishash yishkav es zachar mishkave isha teyev asu shneyem temeyem bom skila ishash yikach es ishev yes ima zimahi veish yisrfu oisai Sreifa, and so on and so forth. Each one of them says, if you do this terrible violation of law, you get this and that and the other thing. You don't have over here any loisigales. Each one of them says, if you did it, boom, then you have the punishment set forth in the Torah, or you have the curse. There's one exception to the rule. What is that exception? Back in Achrimois, you had, like all the rest, ervas achois avicha loisigale, sh'er avichahi. So we covered both achois avicha, that's the aunt, the paternal aunt, ervas achois imcha, that's the maternal aunt. Both of them loisegale. And now we go to Parsha Kedoshim. When we're talking about isha sheyikach, isha sheyishkav, isha sheyitein, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the ervas achois imcha, vachois avicha loisegale. Don't be We came to Sarani and Kedoshim. This should be in Parshas Achrimoyz. And in fact, it is already in Achrimoyz. It already says, Ervas Achoyz Avicha Leisigali. Ervas Achoyz Imcha Leisigali. Why does it repeat it? Ervas Achoyz Imcha Achoyz Avicha Leisigali. Kesheirei Herav Oinim Yisal. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Back in Yevamos, the Gemara says, this whole pasuk is unnecessary. And it's also out of place. Number one, it's unnecessary because it already says in Achrimoyz. And number two, because Kedoshim are listing the punishments. We're not listing the Azhorois, the Isurim. In Yevamos, the Gemara has a whole Shikl Gemara, a whole sugya. What do you learn from this pasuk? Our Gemara doesn't go through this. Gemara has a little bit Rachmunis on us, because we know we're all on a tight schedule, as usual. And so therefore, all the Gemara tells us is, we don't need that pasuk on the surface, because we already learned it. The Gemara asked, since that entire pasuk is for drasha, because the pasuk is just redundant and out of place, so this is another part of one of the drashas that this pasuk comes to tell you. And what is that? So Enochanami, the extra hara to teach us, not for that particular one, to teach us by Behema, we could have, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, could have placed that in a different pasuk, a pasuk of Mises Bezin. But since that pasuk anyway is redundant and unnecessary, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this would be the best repository for this second hara to learn from it, Legavi the Hilchois Baima. So that's bottom line, the Kamtishtikah. So now we've been poshut both Shailas, both the person who is Ma'ara in Zohar, as well as Ma'ara in Bahaima, but both of them, it's both Kiorcha and Lav Kiorcha. Not Kiorcha here, now we're talking about Bimara. That's both Haro and Gemar Bia. Just like Gemar Bia, also Ma'ara. Sorry. Yeah,
so, but Krisis and Mises Bezdin, why are we differentiating now and more between, what was the question here?
The question was,
it's really very related, Krisis and, Mises Bezdin.
Related in the sense that both of them have a terrible ending.
Major crimes.
Yeah, they're capital offenses and they're terrible endings. You're absolutely right. Most people would prefer Karis than Mises Bezdin. Why would people prefer Karis? That's number one. That's the big
thing. You're alive. You
can number two, you're alive. Normally, Karis is only at the age of 60 or 70, so you at least get extension. Because Boku says, do tshuva, and we can hopefully wash away that terrible
cake.
But whoever Mises Bezdin, once the Bezdin decides, you can go and say, Hashem the Begadnu 100 times, it's thin on your head, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, da da da. It's already too late. So that's why most people would prefer the Karis rather than Mises Bezdin, besides the fact that Karis is quote unquote natural, so you don't have that bizoyan, either that person or the mishpucha. If a person, chas v'shalom, is hung, then you get stoning and hung, then for all generations, where people know, Yanko Smith, the Elta Zayda Nebuch was hung by Bezdin.
So the Gemara's asking, why is it brought over by Krisa? That's the Gemara's question. Why is it, should it just been earlier?
No, Lavdaf earlier. What the Gemara means to say is, since we don't have Haro'ah by Behema, but we have to unearth it from import it from somewhere else.
Right.
So why did Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his divine wisdom, go and put that Haro'ah Dafka in a case of Karis? Shouldn't even put it into a Mises Bezdin, which at least there's some basic similarity between the two. That just like over there, I'm a Chayiv Haro'ah by Mises Bezdin, I'm going to be Chayiv over here, also by Mises Bezdin. The fact that it's by Karis, doesn't that suggest that it's such a Beslandish? Says, Yimarno, Nishkefelich, since that whole Pasuk seems to be redundant, therefore, this would be a perfect repository for this treasure. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask a question which is very, very difficult to understand. What happens if a person went, a Zohar, obviously, and he did Haro'ah in himself? He can only do Haro'ah in himself because it's impossible. But now you're going to go and say, he can't even do Haro'ah in yourself. Okay. Nobody should try it out. But on Malay, so when Rav Sheshes heard the question, he said, Kabastos. What means Kabastos? Rashi says, Tziartani. You've really bothered me. Shashaltani dover shi'i efshim. In other words, the fact that you go and raise an issue as unappetizing as the issue is, but a shayla is a shayla and you have to answer it. What he's saying is, this is a thing which is impossible. So don't go and ask impossible questions. Difficult halachic questions which may not be tasteful Okay, I have no choice, I have to answer it. But to go and ask me a question which is impossible? That was Rav Sheshet's response. Rav Ashi was a little bit more, if you will, I would say a little bit more cool-headed. So, Rav Ashi, mighty boy, I don't even understand this shaila. What's the shaila? Bekoishi, if you're talking about that the Aver is Bekoishi, lemishkachas, it's impossible. It cannot go to the other side because it's all hard and it can't. Ki mishkachas, though, when could it be mishamish meis? Mishamish meis means that the Aver is no longer hard, it's soft self. Ah, so then, presumably if one elongates it, one could perhaps touch them down the back. So then that's Mishamish Meis Baroyes, because it's not Bekoishi. According to Madiyama that holds Mishamish Meis Baroyes, you are Chayiv in all the Aroyes. The answer is, not only you Chayiv twice. Why twice? Chayiv HaShoichiv. Because you're both the shoychev, in other words, he's using his aver as the shoychev, and he's using his back as the nishkav, so therefore you chayev twice on doing it. Obviously, you're only going to get one skiv if he did it b'mezid, but if he did it b'shoychev, then you'd have to go and bring two karbonis instead of just one carbon chatas. How can you have a shoychev? A person didn't know that this is prohibited. He was just playing with himself. So, come to tell you that we have two chatas. Okay. What happens if a goy lives with a behema? What's the shayla? The shayla is not like the goy. The goy gets misa, says Rashi, because the goy is ultim chuyim in the shiva mitzvah b'nei noyach, and this is our royas, and so therefore that's not a shayla. The shayla is loose with the behema. Do we go and kill the behema or not? Mal. Takol of a kolin be'inan, v'ocha takol of ikka kolin leka. Oydilma takol of a bishayin kolin. What is this all about? You remember back in our Mishnah, we said there are two reasons why one kills a behemah. So the lashon of the Mishnah is that we have two solid reasons, and l'choira, on the surface, the two solid reasons are totally different from one another. What are the reasons? The Mishnah said back on Nun Dalid Amid Aleph on the bottom, Im Adam Chata Behemah Machata, what is the behemah responsible? After all, the behemah is not even, an Akum doesn't even get the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach. So, Ibazoi, what's the behemah at fault? Ella says the Mishnah, Turis, Fishabo Odom Takola Ali Yoda, a person had a michshol, a downfall, as a result of this animal. Ficham Rakasa Tisokal, anything which was kind of a contributing factor to the fact that this person unfortunately erred and sinned, we're going to remove that contributing factor. How is the contributing factor? The person could not have done Tashmish with a behemah if there was no behemah, so therefore the behemah was the mikshal, like I left the evil asitan mikshal. Here too, this was a mikshal for the person, therefore, just like you eliminate the person, you eliminate the mikshal. That's what the Gemara and the Mishnah refers to as takol. Dover Achad is another pshat, shalitahei behemah oiveris b'shuk, that this animal should not be walking down the street the next day and the next week after executing the fellow that lived with the behemah. The yoimun, everybody's going to go and snicker and say, Zui shenisko ploini al yoda, this is the behemah that caused that other person to go and get the skila. And if that's the reason, the Gemara calls that koloin. Koloin means humiliation and embarrassment. We don't want it to be a humiliation of the person that was killed. After all, he got his punishment. He was killed. He was stoned. But why should he all to be humiliated? So it's similar to Rav Nachman Svara of Baror Eloi Misi Yof of Ahavta Reacha Kamoicha. You know, okay, he's stoned, done, finished. But we move on. We don't want everybody to go to point for the next 1,000 years. This is the behemah. The behemah is not going to live 1,000 years. It can go viral and be on the internet, and then you can see it 1,000 years from now.
Is skila like
who are you referring to?
I'm asking the question because the Mishnah talks about.
I know, but are you referring to the Avichom? You're referring to.
But I'm asking on the Ovid Kochavim.
The Gemara does not focus on the Avichom. The Gemara assumes that Avichom gets killed.
I thought Ovid Kochavim was the Misa of Chera.
It could be. Why? Because they have that already by Noyach.
Right. That's what's the inconsistency is what's.
There's no inconsistency. We're not talking here about the Goy. We're talking about the behemoth.
I know, but Kamisa Sabakach. He says, sure, type thing is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of a connection.
You're thinking of a beautiful Gemara and a beautiful connection, but it's unconnected with our Gemara.
Okay.
Here, Oivacham definitely gets Misa. What Misa is going to get, mentioned, we're going to talk about that when we get into the seven Noahide laws, and the punishments and all that.
Okay.
All we need to know for our Gemara today is what's the status of the behemoth. Does the behemoth get misa or doesn't? What misa would the behemoth get? It also the Gemara doesn't discuss whether the behemoth get chenek or get skila or get whatever. All the Gemara discusses is, do we kill the behemoth? Brother Shai, you have a question.
No, so what are the two sides? Of, well, one was so that people walk in the shuk. We had the
that's the second. That's the coloring. And the first one is takol. Takol, this was the mikshel, this was the stumbling block. So get remove the stumbling block. Second one is calling that the humiliation.
If somebody does eshet isha, she's the fault. It's a mixture. It's not my fault.
If in fact
she's a human being.
If
she's not Momo. She's
guess what? If it was consensual, she gets Misa too. Absolutely.
No, but I'm making a parallel with a cow.
A woman's not a cow. A woman's a human being.
I'm saying that the reason why the woman gets is not only because she's a mikshul for the man, and not only because she's a takola, or she's a calling for the man, because she's for herself. The Torah is given both to men and to women. So if she did it consensually, you go and kill him, and you go and kill her. However, the Torah was not given to behemoths. And so therefore, a behemoth is not responsible for doing these bestiality acts. To my knowledge, there is no rule of bestiality by behemoths. Or manuality, if that's the proper term by the behemoth. So the question is, what's the story with the overcome of behemoth? Do we kill the behemoth? Mouth. Takola v'kolin b'inan, v'hocha takola ika, kolin leka. Oidilma takola avo pisha ein kolin. The Gemara is saying is, using the lashon of our Mishnah, our Mishnah has two pshatim, are these two pshatim and or? Like you have in English, you have and you put a slash or. Our Mishnah doesn't have that. In Hebrew, you don't have that type of concept. So therefore, we had the first, and then we have Dovaracha. So the Dovaracha means we complement the first reason by giving a second reason, or it's one or the other. So if we come above the Hema, if you have to have both, there's only Takola over here and not Koloi. Why isn't there Koloi?
The Yichas for Bechachavim.
Sorry?
There's no Yichas for
Bechachavim.
Rashi says the Ein Mispaishin. They don't care. Exactly. Not necessarily the Goyim today. Maybe the Goyim today are better or worse. No comment. But at least the Oyvdei Chachavim, the pagans of 1,500, 2,000 years ago, they had no busha. They would do this, you know, in the middle of the street. It wouldn't bother them at all. So therefore, the behemoth is not a source of kolin, of humiliation. Maybe in fact that person goes and takes a picture of it and sends it viral to all of his million people on the TikTok or the Instagram or whatever people do, and they have nothing to do. So the point is, therefore don't kill the animal. Are you dealing with takola b'shein kolin, like the first pshat in the Mishnah? Even if there's no kolin, go and kill the animal. So the chayz are good to shayla. What do we do with the animal of the kolin? Omer of Sheikhs, Tenisua, I can bring a raya from a brisa. Says the brisa. My ilon is shein oichel main choice and ein main richin. Omer Torah hashcheis sroif vechalei. This is referring to the Atse Asherah, ilonis which were worshipped by the goyim. These ilonis have absolutely no pleasure when a person bows down to them. They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't smell, they have no senses whatsoever. But nevertheless, because they were the takola that caused a person to sin, so therefore, says the Gemara, so I see that the reason why these ilonis are destroyed, mitzreifa, that's a sroif, the words hashchei sroifa chalei is really to kind of dramatize it, because the Torah only says, legabe the asheris, that she's supposed to burn, asherayim tisrafun ba'esh, so really it's only sroif. More wants to kind of emphasize how a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "V'yar Torah mikibacha, get him out of here." Hoyl bala adam to kolal yodan. So therefore, hamases chaver mitak chaim the dark misa alachas kam v'kama. So it should certainly be the case. The gabi this behema then should certainly go lemisa, because after all, the behema does participate and has a pshatikol hano or whatever in this whole misa. So tomorrow, elamayatas. Let me ask you a question. Why don't you say the same thing? That what happens if a goy goes and bows down to his behemoth? You just said now that when a goy lives with his behemoth, you want to bring a raya from the Asherah, that the animal also goes lemisa and therefore is also asur. So why don't you say the same thing when a goy is mishtachel behemtai? It should be titzer, meaning the animal should become asur b'hanoa, or mikvah should also get misa. But halacha is nishtazoi. The animal does not get misa. How do I know that it does not become asur b'hanoa and there's no din of misa? So Rashi reminds us, if you go back to the Rashi's in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when it says in the Pasuk, min habakar, min hatzoin, and all those other mints. Oh, so one, among those prat lezez and prat lezez is prat l'ne'evad, an animal that was worshipped for avodah zarah, presumably by a guy, or for that matter, l'havdil by a yid. What's it in? It's disqualified for a carbon, but it's not disqualified from hana. You could still use it for chulin. I'm not saying this would be a desirable thing necessarily to eat or to have, or maybe it would be desirable. Oh, we went and killed the yenims of avodah zarah. However, there's no din of versa. No, there's only a din of isa for kabbalas, because kabbalas, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, min, to exclude all of those types of things. Roiva, v'nirva, and nevar, and all those which are mentioned there in the Rashi, which of course are gemaras and kachin.
That seems surprising, because I was under the misimpression, I guess, anything that's worshipped for avodah zarah becomes asur v'hana. We're saying here that a live animal is the exception to this. So I believe you.
You don't have to believe me. Let's look at the Rashi and Chumash, beginning of the year.
But is a prat also to say, now he's usher, because you can also say, it's usher for a korban and usher b'hana too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what's usher b'hana? Of course it's usher b'korban. Can't use it for yourself. It certainly can't
okay,
use it.
Okay.
The Rashi says in the Pasuk, min ha-behema, min ha-bokra, min ha-tzayin, takrivas kambancha. What is min ha-behema? Lohitzis roi v'nirvan. Min ha-bokra, lohitzis ha-nevan. That's our case of the nevan. Min ha-tzayin, lohitzis ha-mukta, which you set aside for avoid his own. Min ha-tzayin, lohitzis ha-negeh, all different types of mins, as you said, lohitzis to lafuke. But it's all to Rashi over here too, in case you want to take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi says, first, let's get to Gemara's teretz, and then we'll take a look at the Rashi. So Gemara says, Elamayata, just like you said now, that you're learning Akal B'choymer from the Ilonis, that the person who's Ivicham Rabbal Behema, did you have to go and kill the Behema because this was a Takola? So Ibazoi, not only in the case of Revia, of Aroyas, same thing should apply in the case of the Avodah Zarah, a person that bows down to his Behema, Titzer Mikla, it should become awesome, but no one should have to go and kill it. Freiti Mora, does Konach Nizai? Because me immediately Yisrael also when it comes to Yisrael, that type of situation mishdachva, it's not osir b'ano. L'ayvichom osar by a goy, it should be osir. So before we continue on, now look at the Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, fourth line of the wide lines down below, it can immediately Yisrael mitzah behemtoy mihashtech b'osoy, and the hema which was bowed down to, it does not become osir. The kaimulon. A living animal does not become aser. How do I know? The mitzvah krolim meisir nevad lekarbon gavoya. Since I need a special limit of the mina behemah, mina bokar, mina tzar, one of them to go and be moitzi the din of nevad. That is only aser for a carbon. How did I do charis? Mashma for a heaven it's winter. Because if a head you would be aser, shoot it immediately, kill it immediately. Why are we leaving and considering giving far carbon? It's also about now, get rid of it. So it's alright that it's in fact mutabana. So Zoktimura Madach, and you have a case, the Yisrael. What happens if Yisrael is Nemach Mishtach Vilubhemtai? The animal does not become Moser. Rashi says, Balechayim, Ein Nesar Mipnei Avodah Zarah. So when a goy goes and bows down, then it's going to become Moser. Freitimura. Yisrael Gufei Litzer. 5 lines in the bottom, 6 lines in the bottom. That's part of my question. But you so goofy, Taka, why doesn't it become Osir? Need to have a revia. Just like we know that if a person lives with the animal, Kamis is a Baal, Kamis is a Shor, we have to go and kill the animal. So we should have to go and kill the animal over here too. Right. If the animal didn't engage in bestiality, but it engaged in Avodah Zarah, so to speak, with the person that
passively,
was
passively, but it's still a
passively, yeah. Omer Abaya, there's a fundamental difference between revia and Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? I'm a buy zekloin maruba, zekloin what? Here you're talking about big time koloin, that a person, whether it's the yid, whether it's the goy, living with a behemoth, that's terrible, you've heard of. And zekloin muat, okay, this person is slightly deranged, a mishigana, he goes and bows down to a behemoth. The behemoth now, in a sense, is a little bit soiled because it was used for this avodah zarah, but certainly it's not the same thing like engaging bestiality. It's chazakum, that's such a humiliation. Meshiga, it's a drive. People wouldn't even want to look at a person like that. Freitimur, don't you remember we had the brights before, Vari Ilonois? The Inklin Maruba, there's no common at all vis a vis the Ilonois. The Ilon looks the same way as it did before. There doesn't seem to be any calling. The Amritoira, Hashchis Roif Vechale. And that, and we're not talking about Revia. Nobody lives with a tree. You can only be Mishtach, but you can go and do Avodah Zarah with a tree. And nevertheless, the Torah says, get rid of it. So you see that there is a similarity between the case of Revia and Hishtach Avodah. By Revia, you have to get rid of the animal, and Hishtach Avodah, you have to get rid of the tree. So why don't you say by animals also, if it's Hishtach Avodah, get rid of the animal? The Torah and Rachmanis and the Baal HaChaim, because after all, what did this innocent animal do? The Gunish Katin. If it would participate in the Revia, then the assumption is that it had also some sort of animal. Because after all, animals live with other animals. So this time, the animal lived with a human being. Whatever pleasure an animal gets, it got perhaps a little bit more, perhaps a little bit less, but the Maisa Epis, Ashtikal Hanu. There, the Torah had no Rachmanis. However, you're talking about a case of Hishtach Avodah, the animal is totally, the animal could be sleeping, the animal could be standing, the animal could be eating, has no idea, somebody's being Mishtach, but therefore the Torah had Rachmudis on the animal.
You say that by Harim also, you can't be Asher.
But it says Mechubel Karka.
You know, that's a special Pasuk.
Al-Hayim al-Harim v'lo harim al-Hayim.
Right, exactly. Good. Rava Amar, Rava says, so we just answered the question, why do you say by animals that the, no, you don't no, say no. That the go and them. Kill them and destroy them. Says so more because ain't koin in meruba. I by eitzim also there's no koin. Says more, you're right, but Baal HaChaim chaser nachmana lie. Rava now gives a different teretz. Rava Omar omre toira behema nenes mahavera tiharik. The Torah says a behema got hanoa. So in other words, Rava is not so focusing so much on takola and on koloin. The reason why there's a fundamental difference between the Revia and between the Hishtach Avodah, because the behemah had no from the Aveira. So, it's like the half the human being have no from Aveira. The animal have no from Aveira, they harik. So you see, it has nothing to do with Hanoah from Aveira per se.
Same answer.
It's same answer as before. Anyway, so we're now back to square one. We want to know the din, legabi this person. Do we kill the behema? Not to call the kolam be'inan or to call Allah.
What's the question? I don't understand.
Right. Rav is saying, what's the chilik between Revia and Hishtach Avodah? Because Revia, the behemah has Hanoah, and Hishtach
I question that, but all right.
Do you think the behemah has no Hanoah when
right,
it
lives? I don't think so.
Well, you know,
it was consensual.
Go to Gallup and all those pollsters that did a poor job couple of months ago in predicting, since they have no business now for the next 4 years. Let them now go among the behemoths and find out if they did have a no. Probably 83% for, 12% against, 10% abstain, they don't know, etc. Yeah?
Good PhD thesis, sorry.
Oh, PhD thesis. Anyway, so we had, again, the question that we've addressed just now was, what's the difference between Revia and between Hishtach Avodah? That by Revia we're saying it's Osir and you have to kill the animal and not Hishtach Avodah. So we had two answers. One answer was Kloin Maruba and Kloin Muad. You might ask the Kasha from Ilonois, there's no Kolin at all. It says, forget about Ilonois. We're talking about Baal HaChaim and Kishborch and Rachmas. Now we have the same question, the second answer, the kind of answer of Rava. The Chilik is not Kolin Godel and Kolin Muad, or Kolin Maruba and Kolin Muad. Rather, Nafkimina is. Here we're talking about Hanoa Me'aveira by the behemoth that lives together with the person. There's a shtickle hanno of some sort. We don't know. We cannot measure it. Maybe the PhD guys can. On the other hand, when you're talking about Hishtach Avodah, the animal has no hanno whatsoever. So we asked, I by Ilan I says, what about the chayim? It's different. Chosach manolai. Good. But now we're getting back to the original question. And the original question was a question that was posed to Rav Sheshes. Goy lived with the behemoth. Does the behemoth get misa, yes or no? Toshima. So we're going to try to bring a raya from the following brisa. or not Brisa, that was our Mishnah of yesterday. Tover Achesh Leitei, Behema Oiveris Bishuk, Vyoimru, Zu Hisha Nisko Ploini Al Yodo. My love, Midaseifa, Takola Vekoloin, Reisha Takola Beloi Kolin. What does the Gemara mean? Until now, we assumed that the two Pshatim in the Mishnah were mutually exclusive. That the first reason was because of Takola. The second reason is Takol was only because of Koloi. What was the Lashon of the Mishnah? The Lashon of the Mishnah on the first part was very clear. Im Odom Chota Behemim Achota, Elefish, Bolo Odom Takol Al Yada, Leficha Omer Akosta Tisak. That's Takol alone. Right? Takol means that it could cause a Mikshal, a downfall to the individual, after Tari says Kiva. Dover Acher, Shleitehe Behemim Averis Beshuk, Vyayim Azush Niska, we interpreted that to mean Koloi. The Gemara now says, no, no, no. The Dover Acher, according to Ravo, according to this Pshat, is talking about both. The Dover Acher is saying, Shleitehei Behem Oiveris Bishuk, V'yoimru, and people are going to say, Zuhi, that is the Kolay. But then they added, Sheniskal Ploini Al Yada. Oh, why was Niskal Ploini Al Yada? Because it was a Takola. And therefore the Dover Acher is telling us two reasons. That is both Takola and Kolay. The Takola was Niskal Ploini Al Yada. It was the stumbling block that caused the downfall of this individual, and that's why Nebuchadnezzar got Skila. And people point to him, therefore there'll be Kolay. So it's Takola and Kolay together. So the first Pshat in the Mishnah is only Takola. The second Pshat is Takola and Kolay together. And that's what the Gemara says. My lab made it safer, since it's safer, Takola and Kolay, then Reisha is Takola below Kolay. The reason of the first is only Takola without Kolay at all. So now where do you have a situation with Behema, which lives with a human being, that there's only Takola without Kolay? Hey, Chidami. Oh, so we can be poishet that that's in fact what the Mishnah was telling us. Why does the Mishnah have two reasons? One, Takola alone. And the second reason, Takola v'Kolay, because the first one is talking about a goy that lives with a behema, and the second one is talking about a yid that lives with a behema. A goy that lives with a behema, you only have the so-called the benefit of the first reason of Takola v'Kolay, and by yid you have both reasons, Takola and Kolay together. So far, so good.
I guess that's my question of Tisakel, because if it's skila by the behema, is if it's kolon or what,
But the second reason is not talking about
Takola.
Oh, you're talking about the first one.
Takola, Tisak. That's kind of like.
It's addressing your question.
I think so. Tisak, I'm going to say, because Takola is Tisakel, so. I'll have to see what the punishment for Avodah Zarah for a guy is. If it's
exactly, Mitzvahshem, or Revia, exactly.
What's the exact translation of Kalim?
Kalim means humiliation, shame, infamy, embarrassment.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Anyway, so says the Gemara, the fact that the Mishnah divided up into two separate reasons, the first one being only Takola, the second one being Takola and Kolin together. Probably because the first one is talking about a goya b'al behema, and the second one is talking about a yida kev the behema. A kamash malan da filu kol bleit the kol and nami mechayin the dechidami. No, I'm sorry. So stop. So we're up to light. So the Gemara wants to say at this point we've been poishit the shaila of that was posed to Rav Sheshes, right? Boy, the name of Rav Sheshes, the behema is chayiv, even though there was no kolay, but there was takola, which is the first reason of our Mishnah. So tomorrow, loy, you have no raya. It could be safer to call the calling, like we just explained. That's fine. Horatio Kamashlan, that fill the calling, beloy takola, namim machaivi. We're talking about a different situation, with his only calling and not takola. Now, Rashi already points out that the Lashon of the Mishnah is obviously very strained, because the Mishnah talks about takola, it doesn't talk about calling. However, what the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that the Mishnah means to say that we're not talking about a takola. Takola in English, according to the article, says takola means downfall. And so therefore, the way we learn Parsha Pshat, what's the downfall? That this person sinned. How did it sin? Through this behemah, and that was his downfall and the behemah's downfall, and that's why they're both getting slaughtered. However, according to this Pshat, it's takola as a result of kolayin, meaning that it's the downfall of this individual that he's being humiliated in public by everybody, that they're all thinking about the fact that he lived with this particular behemah. It's a very strained pshat, because we're saying it only means kolayin, it doesn't mean takola. But the reason why the Gemara is strained, says Rashi, in our Gemara, because it's difficult to imagine that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was dividing between the first pshat referring to a goy with a behema and the dover acher, a yid with a behema. Most of our Mishnahs don't address Akum, they address a yid, and if we're talking about Akum, wouldn't it say the same? Yeah. And therefore, that's why we're going to go with this somewhat strange pshat, and we're going to say that the first pshat, the first of the two explanations in the Mishnah, is not a takola pshat, but rather it's a koloim pshat. Now you're saying to yourself, well, how could there be koloim without takola?
Yes.
Person lived with a behemah b'shogeg. He didn't know that there was any isser involved. You have the people that play around with behemoths all the time. You have shepherds. They never learned anything. They were never schooled. They're totally ignorant. So he thought, you know, he gives a behemah to eat and to sleep, and he washes a behemah, and he scrubs a behemah, and he lives with a behemah, you know, Nebuch. This by Yisrael, Abal behemah b'shogeg. What's the din over there? Obviously, you're going to have to go and bring a carpet. But there's a, you have a situation of koloin b'loy takol. There is a sense of humiliation. People find out about it. Yeah? Yeah,
but don't think that behemah is the kermichatis.
that too. But below tekola, there's no tekola involved. Why is it not? It also depends on what the gender is.
Right. It gives us era, obviously. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, and that's what I'm going to call tekola. Why not tekola?
It's a shogeg.
This person didn't have a downfall in terms of he's going to get skila. He said, Baruch Hashem, he did a b'shogeg, therefore it's only going to get
from page six,
no? So now the Gemara says, if in fact that's the new pshat in the first part of the Mishnah, then we'll be able to be poishet Rav Amnuna shayla. The boy Rav Amnuna, Yisrael habo ala behema b'shogeg mahu. What happens if a yid lives with a behema b'shogeg? Takol levekolin be'inon, do you need both to go and have the Mises Behema? V'hocha kolin ikka takola leka. Here you only have the kolin, the embarrassment, the nebuch, this person lived with his behema. But there's no takola because it's only a shogeg, he doesn't get killed. Or you dilma kolin avu bisha ain't takola. Maybe kolin alone is enough to go and cause the misa of this animal. So what we're doing now is, bottom line, that we're having two shailas. The shaila that was posed to Rav Sheshes and the shaila of Rav Hamnuna. Each one of them, l'choira, I could be poshut from the first case of our Mishnah.
Right.
But it depends on how you learn pshat in the first of the two answers of the Mishnah. If you're going to learn pshat in the first part of the Mishnah, that is talking about takola, which is the poshut pshat, takola ikka, kolin leka, then you'd be able to go and be poshut the shayla of Rav Sheshes, that was posed to Rav Sheshes, because we're talking there about a goy. By a goy, there's a takola, he'll get killed. But there's no kolin, there's no embarrassment, because Rashi said on the Amud Aleph, Ain't a mispaishin. Ah, since the first case of the Mishnah, that's the Loshon of Mishnah, Takola al Yodin, that's why he gets killed. So, according to that first pshat, Takola is enough, you don't need Kola, and therefore you'd go and kill the Mahim as well, because it was a Takola, even though it was no Kola. On the other hand, the way the Gemara is learning now pshat, that there's only koloin and not takola, so then that doesn't apply to goyim, that applies to a yid, habala behemah b'shoyig, where koloin ikka, takola leka. So depending on how you understand that first shot in the Mishnah, the first of the two tirutzim, if it's a takola b'lei koloin, you'll be able to be poishet Rav Sheshes' quandary, and if you're going to go and say, no, it's koloin b'lei takola, then you'll be able to be poishet Rav Hamnuna shayla.
And of course, for Rav Hamnuna shayla, the person would be chayav achatas, and the animal would be exempt.
That's the Gemara Shaila. That's Rav Nuna Shaila. Yisrael habala behem b'shoyki mal.
Right.
What is he going to do? He's not going to get misa.
Right.
What is he going to do? He's going to bring karmachatis. That's for sure. What is it? Behem is not going to bring karmachatis. So what's the shaila about behem? Should we go and kill the behem?
And when the answer is,
So if that's the way you're going to learn pshat in the Mishnah, the answer is you will kill the behemah.
But don't you have kmisa sabal kach misa sashor? If there's no misa for the baal, how can we have misa for the shore?
It doesn't say kmisa. Think about what you're saying.
Yes.
That pasuk talks about you go and kill the baalim, the gam behemah you must.
Right.
Do you actually kill the
baalim? No, it's just talking about the quorum you need in the court.
Exactly. The next pasuk says, in koyfi you should say, he doesn't get misa.
Okay.
So it's not that we're giving misa to the behemah, just like we give misa to the...
I see.
Why not?
See.
You're learning halachas in the
20th. Thank you.
Okay, here, Taka, the person will not get any misa, but the behemah will get misa. The way we're trying to be poishet, the shal loy
trovam. So if you're learning the ratio, it's talking about kalon, it's talking about takala.
It's called Tekela below Kala.
That's the Parsha Pshat.
So that's the Goy.
Goy.
So what are you? How do we learn the Sefer? That's talking about Yisrael.
Exactly. And Yisrael is both Tekela and Kala.
And that's what. Uh-huh.
That's according to the first Pshat. That's the Parsha Pshat. Right. According to this new Pshat, we're saying that the first part of the Mishnah is the Koloi Belita Kala. That's referring to the Yisrael. And the second one is Tekela and Kala. It's talking about Yisrael. That did it. The Meizid. Okay. These are good. And Rashi says, we realize that this pshat in the Mishnah is somewhat strange. It's a doichik pshat. However, we prefer doing that instead of saying that the first case in the Mishnah is a goyin and a yid. Better to say both are talking about yidin is a mishogi and the mason. Not that we're discriminating against the akum, but to go and say that the first half of the Mishnah is talking about akum when there's no mention of that, that's also a strained halach. Omer Yassi. So let's try to, at this point, we're putting Rav Sheshis's question on ice in the freezer. Chamish Usa, then everything comes out of the freezer. In the meantime, we're putting on the side, and now we're talking about Rav Amnon Ishai. Yisrael, Habal, Behem, Meshoikik, what's the din vis-a-vis the Behem? Omer V'yosef Toshima. Let's try to bring a raya from a Mishnah in Masechtas Nida. What does it say in the Mishnah Nida? Now, we touched upon this earlier on in the daf. First, we're going to talk about the minimum age by girls for purposes of bia, and then subsequently we're going to talk about from the same Mishnah, Masechtas Nida, what's the minimum age for gabe boys. Talk to you about Toshima. Once she's already 3 years and older, if the husband is Makadisher, even though she's allowed badas, she's not a bas mitzvah, however, since she is halachically capable of having beer. Now, how is she more capable over three than less than three? Because less than three, what happens? Any psulim that were damaged, they will return. After 3 years old, they're irreparably damaged and they cannot grow back, so to speak, or mend themselves. It can't be repaired. So from that point on, she would be a Rashi talks about with the Aviyah, that the Aviyah is moiser, because otherwise, since she has no maturity, she has no understanding. After all, she's only 3 years old. So how could a person say, I'm in Mekadisher, and grab her and take Biyah? It's got to be that the father was masking.
So how then the Mekadisher's Biyah is a bit...
Why?
Because the
Maisa
condition is
to
Kesef.
No, but I'm saying
with
the Maisa.
He shouldn't
think Mr. Kesef, but
either father's not getting any money.
That's exactly my question. If she's not a bas das, okay, so how can she have kedushin with Bia? Her father can accept kesef kedushin for her, and she's legally the wife of the man who's mekash or mekesef.
Exactly.
But so what's miskadeshes with Bia? It
means that he is moiser. Look at Rashi. Miskadeshes with Bia. Look at Rashi.
Okay.
Ayidei avia. A masra avia li acher lovoi alea.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question.
No problem. Avza koyv bita kedushin. In all forms, etc.
I see. However, so you don't need the transfer of kesef for the father to miskadesh the daughter. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Now, what happens if the girl would, let's say, were only 2.5 years old, and the father hands her over? She would not be miskadesh the bia. It would not be effective. If it was aide kesef, then the father, quote unquote, can sell his daughter even 2.5. If he would accept the kesef.
One day.
Yeah, exactly. However, when you're talking about Bia, then she has to be at least 3 years old. That's why I'm discussing with you. Limbol Leil Yovam. What happens if the Yovam is already a Godoil,
right,
and she is she's Nebuch an Almana. Can you imagine a 3-year-old girl is already an Almana, Nebuch, because her husband passed away, and now the Yovam wants to be Koiner. He can be Koiner as long as she's over three. If she's less than three, he cannot be koiner her. The only way a yovam can be koiner min hatoira is through yim, is through bia. Yovam yovo yaleh. If you're wondering, well, if she's less than three, how is she in almana in the first place? Like we just explained.
Father gave her
into kesef with kesef gedushin. With kesef gedushin, as you say, even a day old. Good. So over three, yovam kan. Chayovam leh mishum eches ish. When she's over 3 years old, if someone were to live with her, bia, then he'd be chayav al eches ish for living. If she was less than 3 years old, even though she happens to be quote-unquote married, he wouldn't be chayiv on bia, because there's no such thing as bia by less than a 3-year-old. So if chas v'shalom, a person is a villain and wants to do a terrible act, he should find out how she is, how old she is, to be able to save himself from certain death.
Okay,
So Rashi explains. Yeah, you're okay?
Yeah.
So Rashi explains that the two halachas over here, this Matamis Bial. Matamis Bial is number one, that if a person were to go and touch a nida, then he gets what we call Tumas Erev. That is the lightest form of Tumah. He has to go to the mikvah, Erev Shemesh, and we're done. Then if he's a kohen, he can eat the truma. That's if you touch a nida. Just like touching a lahabda, a sheret, mitana vela. Yeah, any one of those. When I'm the person lives with a nida, whether it's his wife or another nida, he lives with her. Then it says in the pasuk usihi nidasa olav, and the Gemara learns from that that just like a nida is matama for 7 days, he also gets a tumma of 7 days.
An avatumma, right? Doesn't he?
Because it's an avatumma. Yeah, but a nida is also an avatumma. Yes, a
but
maga.
Gets, but it's normally you go down one. In this case, he doesn't.
We'll talk about that in a moment. First, we're just talking about what's the number of days that the person becomes tummy. So if he goes and touches a nida, then he becomes tummy tumser. If he lives with a nida, then he gets a dinner tumashiv. If a person lives with a girl who's over 3 years old who is a nida, tumashiv. If he lives with a girl that's only 0.9 years old, not 3 years old, it's like maga nida, and he only gets tumas erev, he doesn't get a dinner of tumas shiva. That's metamas b'yal. So far, so good. Now,
is it dinner nida by, how's that possible?
Yeah, she's so young.
If she doesn't have nida blood, then you don't have a problem. Were a girl of 3 years old to have nida blood, and a man lived with her, that person would not have a dinner of tumah shiva. If he lived with her, there would not need a blood.
I think we were learning nida in the last machzor. Dr. Diamond mentioned, because he's a pediatrician, that there are girls who are born who are menstruating. I mean, very, very.
So I'm Dr. Diamond.
Right. The Dr. Diamond mentioned. I mean, it's not so fantastic.
Exactly. It's not as hypothetical.
Right,
as a person
right. He's a pediatrician.
Ma'ar ba'atzmoi. That's a little bit more. Kabasa. Sorry,
today there's no
nafkamina
anyway.
No nafkamina, okay. I mean, in terms of tumah v'tahara. Yeah, okay, but if a person wants to conduct himself with a maximum of tahara.
Of Joshua Kavoschar.
Yeah, that's all true. Yeah, okay.
He doesn't stand for that, is there?
Of Joshua Kavoschar?
No, of being Zohar, of tumas.
Why should one person be nisar? So that if a person is a koyin, for instance, he has to be careful not to touch any truma or gotcha to the avoid. If a person's a Yisrael and he is makbid to go and do everything b'tahara, even eating his chulin b'tahara, then he'd have to be makbid not to do these things. However, unfortunately today, since we don't have truma, we don't have gotcha, there's nobody that's careful on the truma b'tahara.
We don't have parjuma, you can't get tahara.
That's you're talking about tumas mess. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try to remove from yourself other tumas. You have any other type of tumor for a person of Balkari. Person of Balkari, he's going to go and say, well, since I was at a Levaya a week ago,
that's only
Ezra, it's Kanes Ezra. But according to the Kanes Ezra, or you're asking about people being Machbid and Manasem, all those people that go to a mikvah on a regular basis, they're doing it because of the potential for the tumor of a Balkari. Whether they actually went the night before or not, lived with a wife, they didn't, that's not important. The important thing is they want to go. Many of them do it, so Shaloi Pluk shouldn't say, oh, since he went to the mikvah on Tuesday, it must be the Monday night, you know, also shouldn't come the day, I wouldn't say Kolein, but people don't have to talk about these things. But that's a separate story. The Rambam says, l'halacha, even though we do not paskin like Ezra today, we're not knowing Ezra today, about Tumas Balkari, Tumas Ezra.
For Talmud Torah, certainly.
But says the Rambam, he says about himself, he was always makbid on his own to go and toivel, I think even a daily basis. He says for additional tahara, when he goes and has a conversation with Rabbeinu Shloim, talks to Hashem, he wants to make sure that he is on his tahara. Our mashgiach, Rav Volba Zichron Livracha, who was the mashgiach in Ber Yaakov, wrote the Sefer Ali Shur, which is very popular in the yeshivas. He was a great Bal Mushel. He learned in Yeshivas Mir. For one Shabbos, he decided to visit Kamenitz. In Kamenitz, Rosh Yeshiva was Reb Bochber. Bochber was the Leibowitz, right? Birchashmuel, he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Bochber was known as a very, not only great Talmud Chochem, also a very holy Jew. And so the Mashgiach told us that when he came there for Shabbos, the Bochrim told him, if you didn't go to the mikveh, don't go within Dalet Amis of Reb Bochber, because he's margish. He's margish any bocher.
He detects it.
He feels it, that the bocher is a Balkari, and that he didn't go to the mikveh, make sure to go to the mikveh. What was his point? You shouldn't think of Rosh Hashivas. Yeah, they learn. Many of them are Kedoshim with the Hoyrim. They have that Hargosha, they can feel.
I don't understand the Tuma of there, just a Tkanis Rabbanan of Ezra. So there's no, it's not like you, if he'd be a Tumas Mace or it'd be a Zav or anything else, you'd touch him. Like when I remember Rosh Hashiva, that I went to the mikveh or Yom Kippur or whatever, and then someone didn't go and said, oh, he didn't go to the mikveh, don't shake his hand. Mm-hmm. To me, I didn't understand that. I still don't understand that. Why not shake his hand? Because see, there's no transferable tumor here. It's only to remove that...
People develop superstitions.
I'm just saying, but this is not a superstition.
Slow down, boy. A person who is a Balkari, is he an Avatama or is he a Rishonatama?
If he's an Avatum,
that's what they're saying. Don't shake his hand.
I see. He's out of the period.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Harry Cohen said that Rabbi Baruch Ber was in America when he was born. He was a Sandik.
That's correct. There's a story about the Belzeruva, Baron Belzazatzal, that there was a long line of about 1,000 people that all wanted to go take Shalom. It was known as a big Kaddish. And the whole time he was looking down. I know he was looking down because he was frail, he was looking down, he didn't want to see people's faces. But the whole time he was looking down on the, towards the floor, towards the people, and people one after the other, would go and shake his hand. And after about 50 people, one person shook his hand, and then right after that he came to the Kaboom, schnell, bring your Hevasa. Go and bring a basin of water to go and wash it, because he felt that that person that he just touched was Tomei. He didn't say, I'm going to go straight to the mikveh, but he said, I want to go and wash my hands.
He used to have a towel.
Yeah. He had a towel with him.
And those, we felt, if he felt he's over the mikveh, he'd take a towel in
the hand. Okay.
It was also with makbid.
Okay. Go back to
the Zalgat Shreen. It's an hour and 11 minutes. We could talk about all these things for the next half an hour.
He was also an Altamir. Also had that same quality. I think you mentioned him.
Anyway,
shake his hand is an avatuma. I mean, he's a tumas mace. So what does it help? You're okay. So he doesn't have tumas carry, but he has tumas.
Everyone has tumas mace.
According to what you're saying, so nobody should ever go to mikveh now.
No, after Tkanis Ezra.
Okay, but why does everybody go before Yom Kippur? Why does everybody go?
It's also tshuva.
Okay, so whatever the inyanim are, we all go to the mikveh. Fine. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says now,
as a point of matter of fact, the Kohen went 5 times on Yom Kippur. It wasn't because of Tumas Keri.
Oh, very good. By the second time, there's certainly no Tumas the first.
Well, you need to have Shemesh.
Okay, so why don't we have the conversation with 5 times? Even 100 times.
The Raisin went 5 times.
But Tame is. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let me the Tame Mishkav Tachto Elyon.
Tumas Medrash.
Good. So the din of Tumas Medrash is that if you have a woman, the Mushas Anido, a woman of the Zava, or even a Zav, who's lying on a bed. First, everybody knows the din of the Tachtoin. What's a Tachtoin? That even if they are lying on top of 10 mattresses or 10 covers, and the bottom cover, the bottom mattress, will also become Tamei, even though he or she never even touched the one down below. That's one din of Tachtoin. And by a Nida or a Zov or a Zov, it has the status of an Avatuma. Avatuma, therefore, if anybody were now to touch any one of those mattresses or those covers, etc., it's Matama or the Mekalim because of the din of Avatuma. What happens, however, if we're not talking about a Zova or a Nida or a Zav on a bed. We're talking about a boil Nida who lay down on his own bed. Then his bed also becomes Tamei, also Tachtoin. However, it only gets the status of a Rishon L'Tumah, not an Avatumah, on his bed that she had nothing to do with. Only did have a Rishon L'Tumah. Since on the Rishon L'Tumah, it's not Metam Adam Kalim, it's all Metam
Ochlun
Mashkin. That's what he says, that it's but that's only because we're talking about a girl that was over 3 years old. If a person lived with a girl who was less than 3 years old, it's as if he just touched her. There's no din of Shiva. He doesn't become an Avatum. He only becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. And so the bed is always Gunish. It's not Mitami even. This is L'Koyin. What happens if she's 3 years old or more and she marries a Koyin? Achilles Betruah. A wife, she's an Ashes Koyin. She can eat true. But not if she's less than 3. Why not if she's not less than 3? Because there was not. So what about if she took Kesef Kedushin? Would she be able to go and eat Truma if she was less than 3?
Yes.
Minat Torah, yes, because she's married. However, midrabanan, since she's only getting money, it has the same status just like an arusa. What's the din of arusa? Can arusa?
Torah, yes, mishum simpon, or
b'shematach, right? I don't know if the shematach would apply over
here because she's so young, she has no brothers and sisters living with her.
Or she's because she's living with her husband.
Right.
However, because of the fact that they have not consummated their marriage yet, because she's not 3 years old yet, so any bia that she had was worthless. So when there will be a full-fledged bia, presumably at that time, the svar of simpon might apply. Oh, if I would have known that this is what she looks like, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bottom line is, if it's kedushin al yedei bia, over three, she's a cheles betruma, less than three, she's not a cheles betruma. We had that already a few days ago, last week. What happens if a nosin, a mams, a goy, any one of these psulim, pasul menekuna, now she becomes mischalala, and she becomes pasul menekuna. Anybody who lives with her and she's over three, any one of the arois, in other words, a brother lived with her, a father lived with her, whatever, if she's over three, mumsan al yad. However, if it's less than three, it's not halachic, not a meaningful
bia.
Good. She'll be part, of course, she's less than 12. How about it? Okay, so that's the end of this part of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is medayik. Any one of the arroyas lives with her. Mums and aliyot of the Bahama. Hear this kolin, because people say this little girl lived with that Bahama, so it's humiliating. But there's no takola because she doesn't get misa, because she's petura. So what do I see from this? Lachari could be poishit Rav Amnuna Shaila. That Rav Amnuna was Yisrael Haba ala Bahama, where you only have kolin, you don't have takola. This is our case. You only have kolin, you don't have takola. And therefore, I see that mumsal al yada, be poishin rav amnuna shayla the mumsal al yada. After more, kim the mizidhi, takola nami ikka. This case is not talking about that she was a shogi, she was a mazid. Now, exactly how a girl of 3.5 years old is a mazid is not so understandable, but it was b'mezen. Now, how do I know it was b'mezen? So it says the Yad Ramah, because the lotion of the Mishnah is that the aroyis mumsal al yadav he p'tura, she's potter. If it was b'shoikik, of course she's potter, there's nothing to talk about. But even if she did it, amazing. And by the way, it doesn't have to be that she's 3 years and a day. She could already be 11 years and 9 months or something like that, which is more than the 3 years, but less than bas mitzvah. She did it, amazing. She knew exactly what she was doing. She's a mature young lady, so to speak. What's the din? She's going to be potter because she's not bas mitzvah. Ah, so since she's going to be a potter, wouldn't you say that this is a case of kolin and no takolin? So, well, no.
And it's we're both. That a goy is.
We're not talking about goy anymore.
No, we're talking about.
No, we're talking about Rav Amnuna Shaila. Rav Amnuna Shaila Yisrael, Abal, Abahima, Bishoiki.
There's kolin and.
You remember I told you the goy, we're putting that in deep freeze for the time being. We're going to come back to it. But in the meantime, we're just talking about this. So by a yid that lives with Abahima, Bishoiki, Glechoyd is the same thing as a ktana living with one of the arois, including with a behema, although she's doing it b'mezid, it has the status of a shoygi, because in both cases, both the Yisrael Abba and the behema shoygi, he's not going to get misa, and this girl who does it b'mezid, on a technicality, because we're shoygi, she's also not going to get misa on a technicality, because she's not mas mitzvah. So there's no takol in both cases, but there's kolin in both cases, and here it says, matnishta with mums and all the others, so we can be poishin the shayla of Rav Amnuna. Evermore, no, we cannot be poishin. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, since it was b'mezid, takola nami ikka, vis-a-vis her, there's both takola and kolayt. She erred, she sinned, big time sin. She lived with a behema. Why didn't she get misa? Rachmanu d'chasala. Rabbi Yisholem had Rachmanis on her, because after all, she's not 12 years old yet. Alolida rachas chas, a behema loy chas. So therefore, you cannot be poishin our shayla, because it's not talking about a case of kolayt alone, it's a takola with kolayt together. So Omar Rabba, let's try to be poishit from the safe of that Mishnah.
So just last one, we're saying there's kolin and takola, but takola is voided because of a technicality. Is
that's the gabi the girl,
right?
Not the gabi the bank.
So officially there is takola and kolin, but we just voiding takola on a technicality because she's less than bas mitzvah.
Right, but since it's takola the kolin, that's no raya. The gabi the case of Rav Amnuna, where Rav Amnuna was a pure kolin without takola because he did a b'shoy.
Right.
So let's try to be poishim in the safe of that Mishnah. Toshima. Ben Teisha Shanaviyecha. Now we go through the same laundry list that we just went by a girl of 3. Now we're talking about a boy of 9. if he's 9 years old or well, even though he's not a bar mitzvah yet, and how can he be a koiner? He can be koiner because there's a zika. If there would be no zika,
right,
a 9 year old that lives with a girl and says, he has to be at least 13 years old. The reason why it's chal, because there's already a zika as a result of the previous marriage. After all, she's
he inherited her.
Okay. If chas v'sholom this marriage doesn't last, when they get, he can only give a get 4 years later when he becomes bar mitzvah. Same thing that we had by the 3 year old, same thing by the 9 year old, the boy. What happens if he's 9 years old and he's a Kohen? If she happens to be a Kohenis and he happens to be Israel, he passes her that she cannot eat. On the other hand, if he happens to be a Kohen and she's a Israelis, ain't a machel, because after all, he's not a bar mitzvah yet, so therefore he can be machel. It can be kinyan kasvoy, this is not his kinyan.
But if he's a yavam, wouldn't she be able to eat through derivative?
Kinyan kasvoy, it's going to be his
yes, but it'll never be his kasvoy.
Okay. That we talked about before. Right. You can't go and bring the behemoth on the mizbeach. Then it's kelis al yada. You wouldn't go and kill the behemoth because the boy is only 9.5 years old. But the behemoth is possible for a carbon. Then it's kelis al yada. They would get skila in balach b'chol aroishah b'taira mumzer al yada. Any one of the arayos, if this boy lives with an erva and she happens to be older than bas mitzvah, he lives with his sister and she's older, mumzer al yada. However, he's going to be potter because he's less than bar mitzvah. Freidim of a hocha calling ikat a kolaleka uktari neskelis al yadoi. Oh, what's talking about? We're talking about this boy lived together with a behema.
Right.
We're saying neskelis al yadoi. The behema would go and be get skila. The boy's not going to go and get skila. Why is the behema getting skila? Because it's a kolin. There's no takolin, right? He doesn't get misa. Vahocha calling ikat a kolaleka uktari neskelis al yadoi. And the same terms as before. Keeping the mazed who the maisi did it intentionally. Takolanami, he really deserves to go and get the stones thrown at him and the books thrown at him. So therefore, it's talking about a double takola v'koloin situation, and therefore we can't be poshid Rav Hamnuna Shaila, because Rav Hamnuna Shaila is talking about when there was only koloin, no takola, because Yisrael did it v'shoki. It's Rosh Shema. Let's try to go back to our mission again. Dover acher sholi tehei behim ha'beres v'shok v'yoyimu zu hishen niskol ploini al yoda. My lab and seifa takola v'koloin reisha koloin beloit takola. Just like the seif is talking about the takola v'koloin. How is it the takola v'koloin? Because it's the koloin that we say zui, that this is the behim, and niskol ploini al yoda. That's the case of the takola that the person never got skilo, so that was his downfall because of his sinning. Ah, so the same is the color of the color. So Reisha obviously is telling us one without the other. So isn't it telling us the color below the color? And where would you have a color below the color? Oh, so that's why we have two reasons in the Mishnah. First reason it deals with the Yisrael, Bishoygig. The second reason is given like Abi Yisrael, who did it, Bemezid. Oh, so we can be Poshe the Shal of Rav Amduna. It could be safer, is the Poshe Pshat. The color the koloi, and Reish is the Parshup Shat, the color Biloi koloi. Asking me, would he have the color without koloi? Vechitami oivikachoma, bala mehima, ukinaboy me name Rav Sheshis. Ah, if the Reish is talking about the color Biloi koloi, so that's exactly Rav Sheshis, Shaila, we can be poisoned that you kill the animal under those circumstances, like it says in the Mishnah. But we don't know the fact that in the Mishnah. This is like the Gemara says. In other words, if you're going to go and tell me that the pshat and the ratio of the mishnah kol b'lei kolayin, you'll be able to be poishit Rav Sheshis is shayla. But you can't be poishit Rav Hamnuna Shaila. If you're going to tell me that the pshat and the mishnah is talking about kol b'lei takala, you'll be able to be poishit Rav Hamnuna Shaila. You're going to be able to be poishit Rav Sheshis Shaila. So zil hacha dochi v'zil hacha dochi. Either way, you don't have a conclusive answer to either Rav Sheshis is shayla or Rav Hamnuna Shaila, because you can learn the ratio of the mishnah either way.
Thank you.